Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on TJ Johnson. TJ is a starting wide receiver for the East Carolina Panthers and is one of the top returning players in the country. TJ, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
TJ, to start, reflecting on last season, freshman All-American, one of the top players in the country, what do you think you did well, and what have you been working on this offseason to improve your game?
I feel like I caught the ball pretty well last year. I had a pretty good run after catch. But this year, I'm really focusing on my route running and getting my speed up. And I played at 230 last season. I'm trying to play at like 215.
And CJ, in terms of goals, what are your individual goals and what are your team goals?
Oh, my individual goals, I have to hit 1,000. I have to hit 1,000 yards. That's number one goal. And number two, or the goal for the team, I would like to go to a bowl game, actually.
With your success at East Carolina, in addition to yourself, quarterback and Holton, who's also there, how has he been able to help your development and allowed you to have such a fantastic first season?
Oh, me and him spent countless hours after practice, especially when I first got there, looking at film, make sure I got the plays down. Because I think I had 2 weeks to learn the playbook, if that. And they told me if I learned the playbook, I'll start. So he really helped me out with learning the playbook, and just the connection that we have on the field made everything a whole lot easier.
And CJ, typically some of the players that we interview decide to redshirt their freshman year to give them an extra year to prepare themselves. That wasn't the case for you. Came in there straight, 54 receptions, 908 yards. Did you expect to see that much playing time so early on in your career?
I didn't, but I knew after about the third game that I saw, like, we have great competition within the room. So the depth chart changed every week. Like, for the first 3 weeks, it was a different starter every game. And I saw once I started getting reps with the one, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna be playing a couple snaps for a game. I never expected to play 80 snaps a game, but I just took advantage of what I got.
CJ, taking it back to high school, what was that recruiting process like for you, and what made you choose East Carolina?
Oh, the recruiting process was really fun. I actually got to like visit colleges that I never thought I would be able to visit, and it came down to my last three picks. My last three picks were Virginia Tech, UNC, and ECU, and I was actually going to go to UNC. But Coach Brewer, the receiver coach, he actually got a job in the NFL. So I had a bond made throughout a year, and I had to make a whole new bond with a whole new coach, and it just wasn't the same. So I decided not to go there. And Virginia Tech, I was going to go there too, but with traveling issues, I wouldn't be able to make it back home as often as usual. So I decided to go with ECU, and ECU, I wanted to play for ECU since I was a kid. I remember going to the game since I was like 3 years old, telling my mom that I was going to be up there one day.
And CJ, talking about coaches, playing under Mike Houston, can you describe your relationship with him? And what do you think he brings to this East Carolina football team?
We have a good relationship. I talk to him a lot. And I just feel like he cares about his players. And playing under him is like he brings a whole different intensity to the game.
For yourself, CJ, get to the ACC, like you mentioned, some of the top tier opponents in the entire country. As a freshman, was at what point did you realize, all right, I have the confidence that I can play at this level and contribute for East Carolina?
Around the third game, like I think it was the Temple game that really set me off, because that was really my breakout game. The first couple of games in the season, I was down to like 2 catches, 13 yards. And I was like, well, I had to get past that point of playing in college football and actually producing in college football. So I sat back, I thought about it. I was like, all right, I'm here, I'm on the stage, but now I have to perform. And started performing, and then that really raised my confidence. And then it started feeling like high school again.
And CJ, talking about breakout games, I know you mentioned the Temple one, but we got to also talk about Cincinnati. 12 receptions, 283 yards, and a touchdown. Take us back to that game. How were you able to have such a historic, I mean, not too many guys can reach the 200 mark, but you almost reached the 300 mark as a freshman. What was that game like for you?
It was crazy because we came into that week as if we were playing the best people, like the best team in our league. And we weren't going back down at all. We came to practice. We worked every day. We worked day in and day out. Watched a lot of film. And when we came into the game, we were like, we made a stamp as we were going to play for each other. And we just went out there, we produced. I mean, I had a pretty good game. At the end of the game, I mean, we still lost. So, I mean, that 283, that's nice to have, but a win would be better.
And CJ, what was that feeling like when you got your first touchdown?
Oh, it was electric. It was actually the first game that my grandma made as me in college football. So that was definitely electric for me to score with her being there.
CJ, in the ACC, you guys, home games, they're special. What's it like playing at your home stadium, and what's a typical game day like for you?
Oh man, it's crazy. We get up Saturday morning. We eat breakfast. After breakfast, we have a walkthrough. After walkthrough, we have a position meeting with our coach. And depending on what time, like normally our games at home are around like 6 or 7, so we'll have like a three hour break in between 12 and 3 to get like to turn it off and settle down, chill in the hotel for a little bit, and after that, we go down after our break, we get pregame meal, and from there it's straight focus. We hit the pyre walk, and then our fans are amazing. I wouldn't play for nobody else.
And CJ, coming in last year, freshman, new to the football program, having to get down all the offensive plays and everything. Was there an upperclassman last year who kind of helped you go through that?
Oh yeah, definitely. My boy Blake Pro. He took it within himself to take me under his wing and actually help me out. So kudos to him.
Now that you have a year under your belt, how are you looking to help out those incoming freshmen as they try and get acclimated to college football?
Oh yeah, I told them. I told the early graduates. I told them when they came in. I said, "Look, this is a man's sport. The college football separated men from the boys, and that they got to go out there and get it every day. Because every day you're being evaluated."
And CJ, also, one of the biggest differences at the high school level is you're not traveling as much. College football, you travel every weekend. How are you able to balance your academics as well as football?
We have, your freshman through sophomore year, you have like mandatory study hall. You have study hall like all throughout college, but like especially freshman through sophomore year, they have you sit in a room with a couple more of your teammates, and you're split up into groups, and like it's just a big study session. So we had to do that 2 hours a day. Or an hour and a half a day, and we have our academic advisors that keep us on top of stuff. Like we have our campus academic advisor, then we have our football academic advisor. Like our football academic advisor, we meet every week to make sure we're on top of our stuff and to make sure we like, especially with classes that we're going to miss due to traveling.
On the topic of academics, CJ, have you decided on what you're majoring in? What are you thinking about studying? And then just your overall, what are you trying to potentially do once your football career is over?
I have actually decided to major in communications, and if football doesn't work out the way I wanted to, I actually want to be a commentator, sports commentator.
And CJ, when we think about one of the most important aspects of the game of college football, it comes down to film, being able to break down film and watch film on opponents. How do you hope to see your film studying habits progress as college goes on for you?
Definitely watch more film, because as you can see, we didn't watch enough film. So I watch film just because I love the game, and I like to build my IQ. So when I watch film, I don't just watch my position. I try to learn what the reads are through the quarterback, so I know like how much time I have on my route. I watch film to sometimes I look at the running plays just to know what they're doing up front while I'm out there blocking and stuff like that. So,
was there a player, whether on film or in the game, a cornerback in particular that stood out to you as the best you faced last season?
I would definitely have to give that a number 12 to Cincinnati. He, as you can see, number 7 wasn't getting it done, and 12 came in and he stopped me a couple of times. So I commend him for that.
And another important aspect is being able to have strong relationships with your teammates, not only on the field, but also off the field. Are there certain activities that you like to do when you guys are not playing football?
Oh yeah. We get to get like, when we're not playing football, we get like right now with this whole coronavirus thing, we've gotten a couple of guys that has stayed in Greenville. We got them up. We did a little 7-on-7. And sometimes, a lot of times we go out to eat, like on Thursdays. When it's a light practice and we get out kind of early, we go eat somewhere as position groups or as a team, stuff like that, team bonding.
We talk about the talent, not only on opposing teams on the AAC, but a lot of talent in East Carolina. Is there another freshman or sophomore that has really stood out to you as someone hasn't got that media attention yet, but should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Oh yeah, my boy Demetrius Mooney. He's a dog, man. I've watched him in the weight room, outside of the weight room, on the field. The man is different. He definitely brings a different edge to the table.
And CJ, can you remember a moment where you felt that you could have made a catch? And what do you tell yourself to go out the next play and possibly make that catch?
Oh yeah, it's definitely been plenty of times where I've dropped the catch that I could have made, and I just gotta tell myself next play. We go by in the receiver room, we go by a next play mentality. So you gotta have short memory.
We know CJ, a lot of accolades for a freshman All-American by a lot of different sites. How do you not let that get to your head and still focus on taking your game to the next level?
Because with me getting all that attention and all the after season accolades, if you look back, we still went 4-8, and that's unacceptable. And I'm pretty sure, and I'm more than positive, it's unacceptable by the coaches.
Do you have a favorite memory from your collegiate career so far?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it would have to be ODU game, because I actually had an injury that didn't let me play the first half. So the whole first half, I wasn't playing, and my boys, they were getting right on the field. So when I finally got out there, a chance to play, my boys hyped me up, made a big play, my first catch, and then it was going from there. And I just love the spirit that my team has and the love for the game.
Talking about injuries of that nature or just adversity in general, CJ, how do you utilize that adversity as motivation, and how has it helped you throughout your progression as a football player?
Because through my life, I haven't had anything handed to me. Everything I've gotten, I've had to earn. So whenever I have an injury or something, I definitely go see the trainer to get that fixed so I can be back on the field as soon as possible, because I know football is my only way out.
And CJ, is there a player on this football team who you feel that you're really close to?
Oh yeah, that would definitely have to be my boy Cortez. He, me and him hang out a lot outside of practice and stuff, and he's genuinely a good guy.
With football, we say where you're at today, but hypothetical question: if you can be trained by someone currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
It would have to be Calvin Johnson, because that guy is a dog. I've watched him since I was little, and I remember when I played Madden, when I didn't know how to play Madden, I just used him and just try to throw a deep ball every time.
CJ, obviously GMs and scouts have all the tape they need of you, but what type of person in CJ Johnson are they getting in the locker room and off the field?
Oh, they're getting my best on the field at all times. And off the field, I do my best to communicate the best way as possible. Like if something comes up, I communicate with them and tell them, and then they just get my best all the way around.
CJ, for those who don't know, how would you describe the scheme that you guys have at East Carolina offensively, and how did it help you make that transition to the collegiate game?
The scheme is kind of different, but in high school, we also ran a spread offense. So being that it's a spread offense, it really helped me, like, because I understand the concepts of the play. So as soon as I understand the concepts of the play, I can learn to play easily.
And CJ, was there a game last year where you guys did not win that you feel that you could go back there and improve yourself and get that win?
Oh yeah, definitely. I would have to say UCF, because we came out, we went in the underdogs, and we kind of let it get to us a little bit. They came out, punched us in the mouth early. So we went back at halftime, made some adjustments. They came out firing on all cylinders. I feel like if I could have made a couple more plays, and as well as my teammates, we could have definitely had that game.
CJ, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, based on your experiences, what's a piece of advice you could give to them?
Do your best in school and stay in the weight room.
I was CJ Johnson with the East Carolina Panthers. We really appreciate your time, and best of luck next season.
Thank you.